A new report alleges that Catholic clergy abused more than 600 children in the Baltimore Archdiocese over several decades, and that the church covered up the crimes. The Maryland Attorney General released the report yesterday. And for more, we have on the line Lee Sanderlin of the Baltimore Sun. Lee, hello.
Hi.
The Maryland Attorney General's office investigated this for 4 years. What do we learn in this report about the scope and nature of the abuse? And we should say some of these details may be graphic.
It's a very graphic report. I mean, we learn just the sheer depth of the abuse, how widespread it was, how depraved it was. I mean, there are accounts in this report of priests who admitted to abusing more than 100 children. There are priests who admitted to abusing a select group of children more than 100 times. You know, the report describes the torture of children. There's a father who whipped and chained at least 7 children for his own gratification. I mean, it's some of the most abhorrent conduct, the most unimaginable conduct you could read.
And then the report goes into what it describes as the cover-up. Can you give us an example of that? Apparently, in some cases with the help of a judge, in other cases with the help of a newspaper man?
In addition to covering its own tracks and reassigning priests, the report shines light on how the archdiocese was able to lean on public figures, whether it's the criminal justice system or, in one case, an unnamed newspaper. For example, in 1958, there was a priest charged with sexual abuse, and it would appear that the archbishop at the time was able to organize a secret trial for the priest. And in letters between the priest and the judge, you know, the priest says that instead of why send this man to jail? Why shame him publicly when we can send him for psychological treatment and basically go dump him on the other side of the country? Mm. So he won't be a problem in Maryland anymore. A more recent example, in 1987, the head of the city state attorney's office's sex crimes unit declined to prosecute a priest who admitted to abusing 12 boys more than 100 times over a 15-year period. That unnamed prosecutor, according to the report, said that, quote, she saw the value of trying to keep a man like this in ministry, close quote.
Hmm. And this report has examples where this goes to the very top, yeah? As far as the role of the archdiocese, the role of the archbishop?
Absolutely. I mean, like I said, the archbishop was the one writing the judge in the 50s. It just gets to a point where they have to know. I mean, you can read the communications between the archbishop here and archbishops in other dioceses as they are shifting priests around the country and looking for new homes, typically in far-flung places where these priests' past might not catch up with them, at least not quickly. It's just unfortunate that oftentimes it did. There was a priest that had abused a child in Connecticut. He was sent for treatment, and then he was assigned to a boys' school here in Baltimore where he abused 20 more children.
Have you spoken to abuse survivors in Baltimore or who were in Baltimore? And now that these findings are out in the open, any reaction?
I have spoken to them, and if anything, they feel validated. They feel heard. I mean, similar reports have come out across the country, but for the folks who lived it here in and around Baltimore in Maryland, I mean, you know, this is their proof. This is their proof to the world that everything they went through was real, and everything they've been saying that happened to them and the extent the church tried to silence them through the decades is real. Obviously, it's mixed emotions, but you know, one told me, he said, you know, don't try to paint this report as a sad thing. Paint it as proof.
And what about accountability? What happens now, either inside the church or as far as anything lawmakers can do?
Well, as far as accountability for the specific abusers, I mean, the reality is that most of them are dead, and most of the enablers have moved on. There are some redacted names in the report, and those folks are presumably living. As far as state lawmakers, yesterday they sent a bill known as the Child Victims Act to the governor's desk, and the governor has said he's going to sign it into law. And that bill completely does away with the civil statute of limitations for child sexual abuse lawsuits. It also provides survivors the ability to retroactively sue their abusers and the institutions that employed them. So what that means is that if you were previously unable to sue because you had aged out of a lawsuit, now you can go file suit. So we're expecting at least a few lawsuits to be filed. These institutions are likely to challenge the constitutionality of the law in court. So that'll have to play out first before any future monetary damages are awarded.
Lee Sanderlin is a reporter for the Baltimore Sun. Lee, thank you for joining us.
Of course. Thanks for having me.